This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. You got to feel sorry for Peter Rothbart, who has to sit in the car with Davey every day for hours. They have been on tour together. They're brothers. And I don't know if that makes it better or worse. We'll find out in a second. But Peter is an accomplished musician, and he's here to share his new album, You Are What You Dream. They're finishing up their tour of North Carolina. Tonight they're going to be at Flyleaf Books, 7 o'clock. That's in Chapel Hill. Tomorrow, Casbah in Durham, 8 o'clock. Right now they're here in the studio, so I want to welcome Peter Rothbart to the program.
Good to have
you
here.
In the book, now, I'm going to go back and just make quick reference to Davey's book, My Heart's an Idiot, because you are in that periodically,
yes.
And you kind of play the straight man in that. Is that your role with this guy?
Well, someone has to, right?
That's great. So tell us about the tour now. You have adapted some of your songs to for the stories.
Yeah, so what I've done is I've written songs based on some of these found items, you know, some of the items that we were discussing in the last segment from Found Magazine.
And what's that like? I mean, so this is the dream come true in a way. You take the story and you expand it,
mm-hmm.
and you turn it into
something. Yeah, there's such a wealth of amazing material there, and so much of it has really inspired me, and I've been able to write a few songs that I'm pretty proud of that I hope other people enjoy too.
I think you're going to play first A Child to Call Our Own.
Oh.
Is that right? And before, maybe I get you to talk a little bit about it give us the backstory on that.
So this song is based on a note that was found in the burnt-out shell of an abandoned car on a roadside in Hawaii. It's a letter to God written by a woman who's just had her second miscarriage, and she's understandably devastated by it. She's questioning her faith and herself and just trying to figure out what to do next, you know, wondering whether she can deal with the pain and anxiety of trying again to have a kid after two failed pregnancies. And I imagined what it was like for her partner. I kind of extrapolated from the note that was there and thought about what was her partner facing. You know, he wants to be supportive. He wants to be strong for both of them. And on the other hand, he's also grieving and trying to figure out what he wants. So I wrote this song from his perspective. It's called A Child to Call Our Own.
On the floor of our un-air-conditioned apartment, I'm trying to temper my fears, waiting for the results of a pregnancy test, and I don't know what I wanna hear. Emily had a dream soon after we met about the eyes of our children to be, and the baby conceived on the night we were wed was the jewel of our new family. We told all our friends, we picked out a name, 'cause we didn't know then all the nesting and paint would be in vain. We'd sit on the porch and watch the kids down the street pass a soccer ball over the lawn, and we followed the course of the gathering sweetness we thought would be ours before long. Some nights I sit by the cradle and turn the fan on high. I don't want our resolve to be shaken by Emily hearing me cry. God, I look for your light and the grace of your plan when I've been overwhelmed by my pain. But I don't know where to turn when the blows keep on landing and you are the one taking aim. The first time she bled, we prayed and pulled through. but to do it again takes faith that we're struggling to renew. I hold her in bed with a hand on her stomach and tell her she isn't to blame. When the planets align, our child will come, but she beats herself up all the same. Some nights I park by the water to think on my way home. Watch the stars and wish all my heart for a child to call her own. On the floor of our un-air-conditioned apartment, I listen and wait for a sign. And she comes through the door and kneels down on the carpet to show me that positive sign.
Peter Rothbard, a song called A Child to Call Our Own from his new album, You Are What You Dream. He, along with Brother Davey, are going to be at Flyleaf Books in Chapel Hill tonight at 7, the Casbah in Durham tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So, and these are songs, many of them taken from letters to Found magazine. Do you feel, and did you use a lot of the actual words that were in the letter?
Yeah, I try to both honor the intent, you know, the emotions behind the letter, and I try to pick as much as I can certain phrases, certain words from it, and then I mix that together with, you know, with my own material.
It's interesting to think about how songs are written. They come from stories. Sometimes, you know, ballads are stories that get passed down. But in this case, you really have evidence of the emotion because of the handwriting. Does that play any part in your songwriting?
I'm not a cryptographer. Yeah. Is that what it's called, cryptography?
I think
yeah.
So
I haven't paid that much attention to the handwriting, but you can tell just from the content of the note how much emotion is behind it, how distraught this woman is, and how, you know, how much pain she's in.
And obviously, you know, we hope people can come out and join us and see Peter play live tonight in person and tomorrow night, of course, in Durham. But I want people to know, too, that Peter's website is peterrothbart.com. So if anyone listening can't make it out to the show, they can hear more of his beautiful music, including, you know, songs from his new album at peterrothbart.com.
Well, and I want to play one of those songs from the album right now so that we can get a sense of what the produced product is called. So this is a song called First Son.
But everyone greets as they pass on the street with a smile and a wave. After hibernating a third of the year, surviving on coffee and holiday cheer, it's so good to see faces emerging from out of the grave. Oh, the cold, pale months that huddle us together are as dear as a childhood lullaby. But the glow and touch of the coming days of summer make me so in love with being alive. daylight to the horizon's rim. So set your obligations aside. Let's walk to the park and get drunk on the light. And hand in hand we'll watch a new season begin. Oh, the cold, pale months that huddle us together are as dear as a childhood lullaby. But the glow and touch of the coming summer made me so in love with being alive. That
is a song called First Sun from Peter Rothbart's new album, You Are What You Dream. He and Brother Davey are going to be at Flyleaf Books tonight at 7 and the Casbah tomorrow at 8 in Durham. That was right from the album you're going to play again live. But tell us about that song, First Sun.
I moved to Seattle about 5 years ago. And in Seattle, you know, Seattle's not known for its sunny weather. So there's always a few days in the spring where the sun comes out and everyone just drops what they're doing. You know, the first sun of the year, no one goes to work. No one does anything they're obligated to do. They all just go out and play and it's beautiful. Everyone's just talking to each other and laughing and throwing frisbees. And it's just this beautiful sight. And so I wanted to try to honor that.
I'm going to have you play another song for us. And maybe you can tell us about this one, because I think this also is from a note that went to Found Magazine.
Yeah.
The baddest Nissan in the Northwest.
Yeah, this is based on a note that was found in Oregon City, Oregon. It's a letter written by a guy to a girl he met in a coffee shop and who he's been in love with for about 10 years. And he's never really figured out how to tell this girl how he feels about her. But then one day he has this awakening where he realizes his life's ambition, which is to build and race the fastest Nissans in the Northwest. And having this realization somehow helps him summon the courage to tell this girl how he feels. So he writes out this long letter to her, and she never got it, unfortunately. It landed on the Found Magazine doorstep unopened. But I was really inspired by it. So I took a lot of the original words and phrases from it and mixed them together with my own material and came up with this song.
It's great. We're going to let you play it in just 1 second. You know, how many people, I wonder, Davey, have read the note that was meant for them for the first time and found it in Found Magazine? That ever happened?
It's possible. A few times people have said, hey, that's mine. And I didn't know if they'd be freaked out or what. But the few times it's happened, they were cool about it, either a bit honored or just mystified. Why would someone care so much about these details? And I explained, I relate to it. I've written the same pitiful love note 100 times myself.
Well, I love the fact that this is the baddest Nissan in the Northwest. This is a limited dream. This is a limited
exactly.
dream. It just really strikes me.
There are better Nissans.
Come
elsewhere.
On, let's go all the way. You're in love, you know? Why don't you make it west of the Mississippi, you know? I'm going to let you play us out because we're running short of time and we do want to hear the song. So thank you, Peter and Davey, both for being on the
thank
program.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
Peter's album is called You Are What You Dream. Peter and Davey going to be tonight at Flyleaf Books. David's new book, My Heart is an Idiot. Flyleaf Books tonight at 7 in Chapel Hill. Casbah tomorrow at 8 in Durham. Thank you for listening to the program. stateofthings.org is the way to find us. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Peter Rothbart.
I remember that first sight, getting coffee on a cold and rainy October night. I can't say who ordered or how late we stayed, but your hair was pulled back in a beautiful French braid. Were of such an open mind and so easy to befriend through all the falseness. is that I wear to fend off almost everybody else. That I wanted to show you my heart despite myself. My pursuit of the perfect time and words would keep me awake. But the feeling you were more than I deserved was one that I couldn't shake. Had a very bad disease. It hit me like a mobster with a bat to the knees. And I'd come to you a cracked out sleepless king, wanting only to think of this one beautiful thing. Can only go so long watching your attempts to get the things you want go all wrong. So I started hanging with a different crowd and reminding myself not to think my